a fucking lockdown. Mass hysteria. Mass hysteria.
We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
But don't let me touch you.
The world has caught a virus, so I've written you a poem. We need your help to cure it, so stay the fuck at home. And if you have got 12 kids or you're living on your own, lock it down and isolate and stay the fuck at home. If you think you're not at risk here, you're living in a dome. It spreads faster than a hooker's leg, so stay the fuck at home. I need the gym, I need the beach, I hear you bitch and moan. You need to grow a brain cell and stay the fuck at home. But I feel fine, I don't feel sick. I'll go out on my own. How thick are you, you selfish prick? Please just stay the fuck at home. From LA through to Berlin, from Wuhan through to Rome, there's people dying every day, so stay the fuck at home. If you need to contact family, use Facebook, Skype, or phone. We've got the fucking internet, so stay the fuck at home. The only way to slow it down is isolate, not roam. Please help the world get back on track and stay the fuck at home. Stay the fuck at home, stay the fuck at home. Don't you be a fucking dick, please stay the fuck at home.
No truer words have been sung.
Yeah, that's a good one. My dad actually sent me that, which is ironic because he won't stay the fuck at home.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Jim. And thanks to this come from YouTube, I guess a YouTube channel called Recording, R-E-K-O-R-D-I-N-G. I will always put the links in the episode descriptions with lyrics by Chris Franklin. And it's just literally this elderly gentleman jamming on a piano and rocking a pretty awesome coronavirus themed song.
Yep.
Welcome, everybody. I am Tom here with Kath. Hi, Kath.
Hey there.
Welcome to yet another episode of our, whatever we want to call this, podcast in quarantine. Today is April 2nd, 2020, and marks day 20 of quarantine.
For us.
For us. Yeah, we're still alive and well, kicking it here in Atlanta on official now stay-at-home order of the state of Atlanta, which I believe is enacted, what, tomorrow, Friday?
State of Georgia.
Yep. I'm sorry, it's not a state, it's a city. I'm already just, my brain cells are dying off every day.
Oh, tell me about it. I mean, we are much more beat up than we were last week, I gotta say that.
There's definitely a progression. I'm sure as you listen to these episodes, as each episode happens, you're just going to hear us, our spirit just get beaten down, beaten down, or get angrier and bitter.
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know, we were saying today, I really do feel quite lucky there, but I have to really, I have to like reach for that gratitude recently. It is tough.
And it sometimes
kind of
is a big reach, without a doubt. There's a lot of monotony. It's very Groundhog Day. You know, you wake up.
I love you very much, and yeah. I know you love me. But good Lord, just seeing each other and that's
it's
it
tough.
Is pretty bleak. Yeah.
Yeah, bleak's a good word for it. I don't know. I mean, we've pretty much adhered to these kind of self-quarantine principles that were put out. I mean, we've literally been doing it since the 13th, since the state of emergency came down for the country. And
I think we've been grocery shopping twice since then, and we walk every day. But other than that, we don't go anywhere.
We don't go anywhere. And obviously, we find ourselves thumbing through the news often in the morning when we wake up, and then there's sometimes throughout the day. The news is nothing but depressing shit. It's always just been typically, what, now almost 3 weeks of bad news getting worse. I'm sure everybody is subject to this. It's tough, and I mean, also, I guess the kind of caveat is that like social media is just the way to basically be connected to people now. Everybody's like talking on Facebook or, you know, doing live feeds and all this other shit. But also, too, you're very subject to all the bad news, which floods your feed on a daily basis.
I find, though, even the good stuff. Well, OK, with the exception of things that aren't really about coronavirus, but even the stuff that's supposed to be the good news about coronavirus, like, I don't know, John Krasinski did some like happy news in the face of news. But
yeah.
I didn't actually watch it. I couldn't bring myself to. It's still about fucking coronavirus. I just, everything's about that.
But
now.
He had
it's like,
Steve Carell on.
It's just so boring. Everything's so boring now. There's one topic that we all talk about. One.
Yeah.
It's just, our friend had a birthday recently, and Tom's got one coming up as well.
I do.
And he warned Tom that he could expect everyone to mention coronavirus. He goes, birthday doesn't even matter anymore. Yeah. Just everybody wants to talk about, isn't this crazy? Coronavirus, you know? It's like, yeah.
I got to say, if you're
the only topic.
Yeah, if your birthday fell anywhere around March, probably into the, you know, the far future of 2020,
good
I mean,
Lord.
You are going to be, your birthday is going to be completely trumped by coronavirus, and you just have to accept that right now. It's just going to be
all holidays.
It's all holidays, graduation. All special events. I mean, basically 2020 has been canceled.
So far.
I mean, for those looking at the grand tally, I mean, just today, 238,000 people now have coronavirus in our country. That's
You're
like
keeping
the
up
live
with the tally. I can't do that.
The
anymore.
Live update. I mean, you know what's really fucked up is like on my like particular news app, they literally have a tab for coronavirus.
Yeah.
And then they have a tally of confirmed, and then next to that is the death count. That's how goddamn morbid. It's like literally watching sports scores, because we don't have sports anymore. It's like now all our stats are watching the death stats and the how many people are catching the virus stats.
It's funny because I use the Smart News app too. I think you started using it pretty recently.
I did.
Used it for a while. Prior to this, that same tab had two numbers as well. It had the deaths number. Or the, I guess maybe it was the confirmed cases number. And then on the right, instead of, what is it now, deaths?
It's
on the right side.
Yeah, it's confirmed cases and then deaths on the right side.
Yeah, the right side used to say, what's the word for getting over it? Not resolved.
Oh, cured.
Cured, sure.
Sure, I mean.
And that number used to be there.
Well, yeah, exactly. But why have any good news in the news anymore? It's got to be about how many people are dying.
Yeah,
and obviously this is also coming off of kind of the week we've had this week, it might have been last week when the Trump administration came out and basically just said, like, it would be a huge victory if only 200,000 people in the country die.
He said 100,000, but...
Well, yeah. I think it was on the high end, 100 to 200,000 was basically the gap they're looking for there. But pretty depressing news.
And we've only gotten to a few thousand, so that's a long... That's a lot of people still to go. That's pretty awful.
Yeah. Hey, while we're at it, death toll today, 5,758 people. And you know what they also do on this app, which is super fucked up, is they show you the deaths today and the deaths yesterday. And I have to say, watching it and watching especially the confirmed cases, you're talking about exponential doubling and tripling.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
So anyway, we hope that we've depressed you even more now than you have been today.
Everybody else is reading the same fucking shitty news. Let's move on.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know. You know, like we said, a lot of kind of dragging our feet around the house. I find that we sleep way later than we've ever slept before. We literally lay in bed till almost 11 o'clock in the morning.
Today was noon.
I went to bed late last night. You went to bed pretty late.
I did, but for no reason at all. You're just sleeping, you know, like,
yeah.
I don't know, playing Words with Friends on my phone until 3:30.
It's like the one social interaction now is like Words with Friends, because you can make Words with Friends.
Yeah, I don't know the people I play with. But
no, it's still somebody on the other
end.
Hey,
if anybody wants to play with me.
There you go.
God.
But yeah, you know, we have basically talked about it yesterday. It's like the day's pretty much over before it begins. There's all kind of the stuff that we typically try to, cram into the day, which isn't a lot of time. Before you know it, it's dinner time, and then we're back to just like sitting on our ass and watching Netflix or watching movies or television. We've watched an epic amount of fucking television in the past 3 weeks.
I gotta say too, that's like one of my favorite hobbies. Like since I was a kid, I absolutely love watching TV,
right.
And I am sick of it.
Yeah, it's wearing on me as well.
Oh my God. I am so sick of it. I have started watching TikTok. I know I'm much too old to make any TikToks, and I really don't plan to probably make any, but I do enjoy watching. There's a lot of like funny content on there, and it's not all coronavirus related, which is great.
You see, I have to like start following the people you're following, because every time I go on TikTok, it's just a bunch of like thirst trap chicks like shaking their ass and a bunch of thoughty stuff. So I don't know why
I don't
found
that
in my feed.
Maybe it knows.
With zero followers as well, which is odd.
You signed up recently, so did it ask you male or female? Is that maybe why?
Oh, I'm male all the way, so maybe they're just like, hey,
did it ask you? It asked you your gender?
Underage girls.
Oh, my God. Did it ask your gender when you signed up?
No, I don't believe it did.
Oh, well, then how the fuck would it know that?
Again, maybe it's just a creepy, pervy algorithm that's been computed into it. But that's all I see. It's like people doing, like, they'll do, like lip syncing to people talking and shit. That's popular.
Very, yeah.
That's weird. They do it on the app?
But it's still funny. Like, I don't know.
I guess. But it's funny when, like, I guess what happens is they do it, and then you see, like, all these people do the same one.
Yeah.
So right. That gets a little old.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about TikTok is it's based on the audio in a lot of cases. Of course, there's some TikToks that are more like Instagram or Twitter or whatever. I don't know.
Right.
Like a regular video.
Yeah.
Without specialized audio, but a lot of TikTok is about the audio. So either the song, like there's like five songs that play constantly on TikTok that everybody does their thing to.
Right, right.
Or
a
like,
gag everybody does.
Or gags, exactly. Like yeah, one of them, I saw one recently that was like, I'm going to do a terrible job at this, but.
Oh, please
there's
do.
There's this kid who's fairly effeminate, and he does this like, he's in a car driving and he's pretending to like drive off the road. And he's like, what if I just, I won't. And then he just kind of does that over and over again. And I saw one recently where somebody used that audio. She was a nurse and she used that audio.
Oh,
it was like, the caption was something like nurses on their way to work during coronavirus.
Imagine.
Like,
Jesus
what if I just,
Christ.
You know, drove off the fucking road. Anyway, that was depressing too. But it's funny. It's funny. So yeah, TikTok uses a lot of like, I don't know. It repeats audio. It's kind of the thing.
Right, right. Well, I mean, like you said, I mean, in this day and age, if anything can make you laugh, laughter sometimes is the best medicine. I find myself, you know, late at night just trying to find, obviously, I go on certain Reddit, you know, threads or whatever just to look at funny videos because I need a freaking laugh. You know, you need to lighten the mood.
Yeah.
I find even in the TV we're watching, which we always try to throw something funny in there just because it can't be all fucking macabre and dark and dismal. There needs to be slight variations of positivity in our lives.
Are we watching anything funny?
You've been showing me Schitt's Creek, which I feel really late to the game on, which is very funny. I feel like I missed the boat on that. That is good.
I love the world.
For those of you not watching it, you should watch Schitt's Creek. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, the world they
created out.
Is great.
But yeah, I don't know. Besides that, I guess also in current events, I have no problem sharing this. I recently was furloughed from my job today. I got the big news down from the big desk that a major company that I work for finally made the decision to furlough, I think, 90% of its workforce. Got a kind of a cushy letter from the CEO and then a follow-up cushy letter from HR and then followed up by a cushy phone call from my company's CFO and head of marketing. And, you know, honestly, it's something that I was preparing for. I have to say, from the company, they kept a lot of us on for a long time during this. I like to look at it positively and think there's a silver lining to things. And I'm still going to be able to be on my health insurance. I'm going to obviously jump on unemployment with the other 6 million people in the country, I read, that have been jumping on unemployment. But it's, you know, it's kind of a real kind of hit for me. You know, I kind of have sat and watched other people talk about, hey, I lost my job, or hey, I've been laid off or furloughed. And like I said, I kind of have prepared for it mentally and just finally came down the line today. But
I think your mental preparation was even more painful than the event, though. I have to be honest, like I'm almost to the point where I'm relieved that it happened because you've been so like high strung waiting for it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like it's one of those weird things. This will be a terrible way to describe it, but it's like I know I'm in a car that's going to hit ice and slide into a tree, and I'm just waiting for that to happen. And it finally did. And to be perfectly honest
and
with you...
And you got out, and you're okay.
Yeah,
you're not even
I came out of it
you're
unscathed,
okay.
And I am fine. And I would say to anybody out there that might be waiting for it or not anticipating it happens, just know that, look, you know, everybody, and when I say everybody, I mean it, the entire world is going through giant transition right now. It's about surviving. It's about keeping a good attitude and knowing that there will be a light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know how long the tunnel is, but hey, we got to keep on keeping on. And honestly, there's more to life than, you know, your job. It's all about your health.
I mean,
it's about your state of mind. And I think we have that in spades. We're very lucky. We're also in a I'll say we're in a good financial situation, which we are fortunate to have.
I mean, I don't want to poo-poo it, though. People, I mean, money makes the world go round. So it's easy to say, like, there's more to life than money in your job. But, you know, that's kind of a big fucking part of it, especially living in consumer-hungry America.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want to downplay that either. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
The good news is, though, you know, with this CARES Act or whatever they passed on Friday, you know, a lot of people that wouldn't normally have been eligible for benefits for unemployment will be, just like you and I. I'm self-employed. Tom's been furloughed. Those would never have been covered before.
Yeah,
and
that's
now
a
they
huge
will
benefit.
Be. So that is a big deal. And, you know, we have to go through the red tape of like setting that up.
Sure.
But I'm grateful for that. I got to say, because it, you know, money does make the world go round. I would hate to have absolutely no money coming in. That would be pretty tough. And hopefully other people are able to take advantage. I think there are some groups of people that won't benefit as much from that CARES Act, and that sucks. And hopefully they're coming with a second bill soon. But a lot of people that wouldn't have previously been covered are going to be now.
Yeah, definitely. And I was actually talking to my producer from my job today. And, you know, it was kind of like the what's next question. And, you know, he even said with this act that's been passed that, you know, most of these what they deem essential jobs that are out there now that a lot of people are kind of scrambling and applying to. I mean, in most instances, you know, some people like us, I mean, we would actually make more money just staying and being on unemployment than going and taking a essential job.
I almost wish you hadn't said that, though, because that really inflames the Republicans. And, you know, that's that epic speech Bernie Sanders gave something like a week ago when there were like six Republican senators that signed some letter saying, you know, this is going to encourage people not to work.
Yeah, and Lindsey Graham came out and said some shit. A little fucking Keebler elf.
And Bernie basically said, like, oh, heaven forbid people without very much might have a little something.
Yeah,
you know?
Pretty much.
Heaven forbid. But anyway, yeah, whatever. Besides, you're not laid off. You're furloughed.
I'm furloughed. I'm
so
still an employee. It's just basically they were like, hey, check it out, man. We're just not going to pay you for like a month, and you have to be cool with that.
For a month, and then we'll see.
Well, pretty much, yeah. And I mean, I think the way the cookie's been crumbling, it will probably be way more than a month. And hey, you know what? I'm going to sit back. I'm going to take some of Uncle Sam's dough. I'm going to kick it. I'm going to just I'm going to be chilling like a villain. But that's that. And, you know, look, everybody hold tight. I mean, it's just, that's the kind of crazy part is like, you know, if we're riding the roller coaster, we've yet to get to the top of it. So it's like kind of still this whole getting through the kind of shitty part of it. But, you know, hang tight. And I'm hoping things will eventually start to look up. I don't know.
I'm looking forward to the antibodies test. I think that'll get people back out into the world again. If we
we
can determine who was asymptomatic and or already had it, like with bad symptoms, you know, like if whoever's over it basically can get back to work, I guess, or out back into the world, maybe shop for your neighbors, whatever it might be.
They can open Disney World again.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, God. It'll help fucking Ron DeSantis. I'll tell you right now. That's what he needs a win, man. Poor Ron DeSantis. Not. Anyway, I'm not going to talk shit about politicians because they're all scumbags. Let's talk about this thing with the CDC now. Basically, they're saying that if you go out in public, they're kind of softly recommending that you wear a mask, correct?
I think they're holding back from that full recommendation because how the hell are we going to get them when hospitals can't get them?
I know,
them?
They
granted,
can't get these respirator masks.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a different standard. There's a different standard of what the hospitals would use for their personal protective equipment, their PPE, to what people on the streets can use to just gain more, more protection.
Yeah.
I think like the N95 masks, I'm pretty sure that I heard that 95 number means that's
it, a percentage.
Filters 95%.
Yeah, I saw that
yeah.
too. And it was like the space between your skin and the mask or something, like the open area.
Whatever, something like that. But the cotton masks that you can make at home, I've seen some tutorials using like a handkerchief and a couple of rubber bands, for instance, and those will filter something like 70%. So it's still pretty good, you know. So
that's good.
But nobody's going to be able to buy them. So I think they should recommend it, and they should probably issue like a here's how you make them.
I've seen a lot of people making them. I have friends, and more power to my friends on social media that are sewers, and I've seen them, but like spending their days making a bunch of masks, giving them to friends and just, you know, other people that might want them. I don't think they're necessarily fit for like health workers.
No, they wouldn't be.
Again, I
to
think
me that's extra effort though. Just like use the rubber bands.
I know, but I guess also what it is it's like somebody that might just want to occupy their time and enjoy sewing. I mean, it's like my mom crocheting. Like, my mom's been a crochet monster. Like, she's literally to the point asking what she can crochet for me. I mean,
yeah.
You know my mom. She's
I'm not a crafter,
so I guess
I don't get it. She's
going ham with the crocheting. But that's good. Everybody's got to find their thing. But we actually have two masks, which are just little face masks, which we'll use when we're like cleaning outside for pollen or dusting.
Use them for dust, yeah.
And we've talked, honestly, I mean, we're going to wear them. We did like a pre-order for our groceries. We're going to go pick our groceries up on Monday. Hells yeah, I'll be wearing that mask. I'll be looking like fucking Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. I have no problem with that.
It is kind of creepy to both be wearing it and see people in masks. It's a little
ninjas.
Like...
Everybody's a ninja now.
It's just psychologically weird not to be able to see people's faces or their
weird.
Smiles. It's just, it takes away this whole level of human interaction. It's, I don't know.
Do you think the number of armed robberies is going to go up and become possibly easier?
No. I actually read they're going down. People are
staying
really? At home, yeah.
That's funny.
At least in Atlanta, they've gone down.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, I mean, I guess just, it's going to become a weird norm, but I think
Very
it's kind
weird.
Of important, though, to... Especially when the peak of this thing is getting heavier and heavier, to be cognizant of that, to understand that, like, yeah, you know, there are the essential places you can still go, grocery stores, whatever. But, man, if you're going to be brushing elbows with people, I would recommend just covering your mouth.
Well, and
droplets, you know?
You really shouldn't be brushing elbows with people, but
fuck no.
It's also to protect other people.
But you can't
if you're
help it sometimes
with
people.
Asymptomatic and going around and going places and spreading it, that's probably, I mean, that's just as bad as getting it, I guess. It's like the mask goes both directions, you know? It protects other people from you as well.
It does. It works two ways. And again, I mean, I guess just use your head. I mean, that's been the name of the game with everything. And a lot of people aren't. I mean,
I'm so tired of using my head. And I'm not doing it very well. I reach out and touch something. I'm like, yeah. God damn it. I'm terrible at it.
I feel that I've literally created a complex. Like, I looked at my fucking hands the other day, and they look like Benjamin Button's fucking hands, like when he was the old man. They're just cracked and just wrinkly, and it's like I've aged my hands about 75 years.
Oh, yeah. I live like that. Ugh. My hands hate soap, so my whole life has been like that.
It's horrible, and we're all going to have horrible chapped fingers and hands after this.
Yeah.
Lotion's going to be
doing it right,
off the shelves.
Yep. If you're doing it right, it's pretty brutal.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm thumbing my news feed here. I just saw something that says Netflix's Tiger King star Joe Exotic hospitalized after contracting coronavirus.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, no, not Joe Exotic. Not the heart of the United country right now. We can't lose him. They need to put every resource into saving Joe Exotic. I'm talking, if there's a cure, give him the cure.
Well, his racist video came out this week.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, people dug up in his Instagram whatever, and he's got a whole video about being pissed that
was
he can't,
singing it?
Being pissed that he can't use the N-word.
Oh,
and
God,
he
Joe
was immediately
Exotic.
Basically canceled. And then the dude that is like the journalist in the show gave a, because everybody, especially during
the guy who just smoked through the whole thing.
Yeah. Everybody's doing interviews with these guys. Like,
yeah, they're the hot
Andy
shit.
Cohen did an interview with the current husband.
Oh, boy.
Which didn't yield a whole lot of information. But somebody else did an interview with that journalist that smoked the whole way. And he said he literally feels that when he goes to the gates of heaven, he's going to be turned around for his interactions and inaction at the park with Joe. He said that he's so much worse than you see in the show. He said he walked up to a tiger he didn't like and shot it in the head on camera. He said this old lady brought her old horse over and said, I can't take care of it anymore. Can you please, you know, you've
euthanize
got so much
it.
Space here. Can you do something? And he said, sure, honey, absolutely. Put his hand around her shoulder. Absolutely, honey. You go home. We'll bring you the trailer back tomorrow. We'll take care of your horse.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, get the camera. Walked over
God.
With the gun, shot the horse in the head, and then pulled it apart for parts for the tigers to eat.
I saw a little sociopathic behavior in him in that documentary.
I'm just saying, we can
I mean, he's not a good person by any means.
We can celebrate the documentary
for
and
sure.
Joke
or the entertainment
about,
valor of it. But.
Sure, and joke about whatever, but yeah, the dude himself is a piece of shit.
Oh, without a doubt. And I mean, again, it is one of those phenomenons that just hit at the right time, at the right place. Everybody's at home. Everybody's watching it.
It
was lightning in the bottle.
Distraction.
Oh,
that's
totally,
the thing. Talk
totally.
About like you want a conversation that's
every
not about
meme
coronavirus.
Out there is either coronavirus or fucking Tiger King.
It is. But, you know, as hot as it's burning, it'll be over in about 1.5 days.
I know. I just kind of yearn for the Mandalorian phase of, you know, 2020. Let's just go back to Baby Yoda. Like, those were good times, man. That was pre-coronavirus shit.
I guess. Not into it, but good for you.
Another thing I got to talk about, we can chat. I got to say, you know, everybody's pushing social distancing. Everybody's pushing shelter in place now. When I say everybody, there are still fucking states out there that it's still footloose and fancy free. My personal opinion is I don't truly agree with that. I think people need to wake up a little bit, towing political lines with that shit. But the one thing I read so much about that still drives me crazy is how many fucking churches still assemble and pack churches with people shoulder to shoulder. And it's kind of this weird fine line of, like, you know, the freedom of religion in this country, the right to assemble in this country, and a lot of people in various states just aren't stopping, you know. And maybe I read about the Florida pastor who was recently arrested because he apparently broke some kind of bylaw or something that said they couldn't assemble, and the congregation still did. And lo and behold, afterward, all those people got sick. So it's just like, what the fuck's it going to take? I don't understand. Well, are people that pious and just, guess, brainwashed by their religion that they still feel that the Lord or their God will protect them if they all just cram into a church and one person's sick, they're all sick?
Well, I saw today that the Florida governor, that the story you're talking about happened in Florida, DeSantis has made an exception to say that church is okay.
He's made an exception?
Yeah, to say you can go to church. Now, my opinion on that is, I mean, man, I definitely agree with you that it is stupid. It is real, real dumb.
So risky.
But I guess if you're wanting to take your life in your hands and you're only congregating with other people who also want to take their lives into their hands, I suppose. I don't know. I mean, hopefully all you're doing is killing each other and yourselves. The problem is when you go grocery shopping the next day, you're, I guess, spreading it to others in your community. And that's where
I don't understand is, like, no matter if you're part of a congregation, you know, if there's 50 people in a congregation that go to church every Sunday, those 50 people are still going to live their lives Monday through Saturday.
Yeah.
So I just think that a lot of it has to come from the head of the church, whether that's the priest or pastor or whoever. And but again, it's just that it's hard to tell somebody, like, you can't go pray with people that believe what you believe, because everybody has a way to find hope and find, you know, positivity. And, you know, from a guy that was raised Catholic, I get that mentality. I get why those people feel they have to go to church, they have to pray it away, and they leave church and they feel better. But man, I'm telling you, you're killing each other. And these are scary times. And in honesty, it's like, yo, you can pray at your house.
Well, I would say it's okay to kill each other. It's not okay to kill the old lady at the grocery store that touched the same item you did.
It just starts turning into some real, like, it's some Jim Jones shit. It's some drinking the Kool-Aid shit too, man. It's a weird time to, it's a choice, but it's a very weird thing to, like, kind of observe. It's just like, all right.
It is.
Know?
Yeah. It's
weird,
suicidal.
But yeah, you're just, it is suicidal.
And
but,
homicidal.
Hey,
I mean, if you're agreeing, you're making an agreement with your in your own mind to say, okay, yeah, I'm going to go do this.
Right.
And then I'm going to be dangerous to others.
Yeah, exactly. And again, I mean, it's going to be a whole new world when we're on the other side of this thing. And I think it's going to be interesting when we look back at how people will be judged and looked at after this period of time. And boy, I think there's going to be some reckonings. And I do think people are going to be just a little more, who knows, a little more fucking woke to just how real this of a threat this thing was to us and still is. Because even when this is done, yo, we gotta muscle up, man. We gotta flex in our health community and figure this out, because it's just killing us too fast.
Yeah, I think a lot of things are gonna change. That's one thing that I'm fascinated by is what will the lasting changes look like.
Right.
And there's no way to tell from here. You know, you can read articles about it all day, but they're just speculating. I'm really intrigued to see a year from now, 5 years from now, what has permanently changed after this.
Mm-hmm.
I assume, you know, like you, you always call me crazy when I talk about germs. I don't think you're going to do that anymore.
No way. You're not crazy at all. In fact, I feel like I'm even become more of a germaphobe than you.
Yeah, you have. But I just want to say, like,
I know.
Yeah. So things like that. I think people will be a lot more aware of things like that. But then there's probably also like social changes. Will a lot of jobs just stay work from home? You know, I don't know. I can't even speculate. But I'm intrigued by that. Like, what will change? And will we be seeing this in our media? We talked about this, I think, last week. But will we be seeing it in our media? Will people be distancing on our TV shows soon just because it's been a way of life for so long? I don't know.
Oh, man, we're going to get so inundated with, like, made-for-TV coronavirus movies after this, too. Ugh. Like, right when the industry fires back up, I mean, it's not going to stop. It's going to be... I mean, granted, we have a lot of catching up to do, and obviously the movie industry is going to be a real grasp for money, so...
Will it be old news? We don't know. I mean,
I don't think it's ever going to be old news. I think this is one of those things... I don't want to compare it to 9/11, but just the shadow that 9/11 cast for probably the several years after the event, this is that level, if more. I mean, truly, I mean, more people already have fucking died. Like I said, the 5,000 people that have already died already, you know, totally eclipses the death toll in 9/11.
I would say, though, I mean,
for a national level,
in TV and movies after 9/11, and I'm going to say the recession too, in both.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much like a direct call out of the event. It was more like a shift in perspective and a shift in what people were attracted to watching afterwards.
Yeah, that's true.
Like after the recession, you know, the rich people comedies kind of fell apart while the middle class families kind of struggling to make it, and those comedies rose.
It became relevant too at that time. You know, relevancy changed.
But I don't know what that'll look like with this, you know, like with the recession, it was an economic turn. This is a health and economy and social shift. I mean, it's like this, a lot of things have taken left turns here recently. So I just don't know. I'm totally fascinated by what that's all going to look like.
It is going to be a very interesting world on the other side of this. And let's hope it's a good one, you know. And again, I always try to throw a little silver lining and say, like, you know, these times are tough, but it also does put a lot of things into perspective for you. It makes you look at things differently. I mean, I've even noticed in the weirdest way, like every time I'm outside, I'm like spending extra attention looking at some pretty bird or some watching the leaves rustle in the wind, shit like that, you know? And it's weird. It's like, it's just kind of, it is a perspective change. So I guess like appreciate that shit.
I can't wait to eat at a restaurant again.
Oh my God.
I'm so looking forward to when I can sit down and order some food and order a beer and just hang out in the booth watching the world go by, watch other people. I miss people watching. That's like a big hobby.
I know.
I don't know. It's just, it's tough because, and we were talking about this, I think we started the show this way, how tough it's, we're more beaten up this week, and it's just wearing on us, I think, how few of the things we really look forward to out each week are still in our access. Like, yeah, I can still access exercise. I can still access you and my dog. I can still access the outdoors, and that's it.
I know, that is it.
So
very
you
limited.
Can't go see a movie. You can't people watch, go to an antique
There's
store,
no escape.
Walk around Costco just to see what they have
There's
for sale.
There's no escape from the monotony of just being in the house.
Going to a restaurant, going to a bar.
Right.
So I just can't wait to do those things.
There is going
to
be such a audible, loud sigh of relief in the world when that can happen
again. So I think, though, my prediction for how this whole thing ends, it's not going to end, I think, as quickly as it started. It's not, there's not just going to be a day where they go, all right, everybody, the doors are open. Go have fun. Relax.
Yeah, but
enjoy.
You know Trump, he'll be like, Christmas Eve, the coronavirus will have disappeared.
But
and he'll make some proclamation like that.
It'll take time. It'll be, you know, first there's going to be some kind of maybe, hopefully, fingers crossed, some kind of cure, some kind of medicine that you can take when you have it. That'll help some, but we still wouldn't want to go out and overwhelm hospitals having to get the medicine. So
it's true.
It'll be a slow trickle when they have the antibody test. Okay, the people who don't have it can get back to work, but we're not opening the restaurants because they can't sustain themselves because there aren't enough customers. And it's just going to be a very slow process back to normal. It's going to take a long fucking time. But do you think we're getting married in September? We're supposed to have a wedding. If you asked me what the odds were right now. The only reason I'm asking is you just made the Christmas Eve joke. So that's like a long ways from
right
now.
I mean, if the way everything is looking at this particular moment in time, if you ask me now, I'd say the odds aren't looking good.
Okay.
I'd like to stay positive, obviously, and say that it could possibly still swing. But again, life is a day-to-day thing right now.
Oh, my God.
And so all I can do is literally sit back. Exactly. And every day is a year. So I can just sit back and think, hey, maybe we will. And if we don't, unfortunately, we just have to move the date of our wedding. And hey, we're going to be straight. It ain't going to ruin anything.
Nah.
Life goes on.
It'll be fine.
All right. Let's wrap up the episode like we did last episode. And let's do some table topics.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Yeah, this is a cool game. Again, my sister bought for us. Called Table Topics Couples, just like a little card game, and you flip it over and you just read topics and talk about the topics with apparently your partner. Here's the first one for you. How comfortable do you feel about your body?
You know, I guess it's like anything. A lot of days I feel great and a lot of days I do not. It's a solid 50-50.
Yeah. I'd say I'm pretty much on that level. I think that there are times I'm okay, and then I always have little gripes about my body, or I'm self-conscious like anybody would be. So I think that it comes in waves.
Yeah. Yeah,
all right,
true.
Next card.
All right. This is depressing. Would you like to travel more or less than we currently do? I'm not even going
to
ask.
I'll tell you right now, I would love to travel. And even if it was just going to the mall, I would love to travel. So yes. Anything travel outside of the gates of my motherfucking apartment complex. Yes.
Yep. There you go. Okay.
All
That's
right.
true. I'm not
Oh, you're pulling another one?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Okay. Here we go.
I don't like these questions.
Here we go. If we had unlimited funds, where would we go for a romantic getaway?
We'd leave the house.
All right, come on. Be a little more imaginative
Europe.
Than that.
We'd go to Europe, right?
Where?
Yeah, exactly. I read a meme about that. Because people from America are always like, Europe. And they're like, Europe is like however many countries. Where the fuck are you talking about?
To go get a Chipotle burrito.
Yeah, I'd go, you know, I've been to Paris and I've been to a couple places in Italy, and I think I'd like to go there with you. Like,
I would
re-experience it with you.
That's cool. I'd say Europe would be pretty romantic in and around that area.
Where?
Italy.
Okay.
I'd like to go to Italy, obviously the land of my people.
Yeah, okay.
Taste their foods, their libations.
Mm.
Get romantic in a gondola somewhere.
Getting hungry.
I am too. I want a big loaf of Italian bread. Next question.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
What's the dumbest argument we have ever had?
Oh my God. I can't even name them. There's so many.
I'd say yesterday.
I feel like, yeah, you know what? I think yesterday's argument was a pretty dumb argument.
Yeah. Yesterday was like,
We argued really, about time.
Yeah, we argued about absolutely nothing. I think both of us were just completely sick
of
our
rope
being
in
cooped
a way.
Up inside, and we only have each other to blow steam off at. So that was probably the dumbest one.
I like that. I think that's pretty close and relevant. Yeah, and I even think afterward we kind of stewed and like got it out, and then afterward, you know, we slowly simmered down. But it was like we just exercised that internal demon the way it needed to.
Yeah, man. I'm still feeling it today. I am at the end of my rope. I am reaching.
Well.
Crazy town.
All I'm going to say is you need more rope because we're still going to be on the end of that for a while.
I know.
Again, these cards are like not very good
just
with the time here.
One. Just grab
here, let's put
one.
This
Let
one
me
down.
Start. No.
You read the last one.
All right.
Here we go. What songs remind us of each other?
Do you want to? Am I supposed to answer that?
Well, yeah, go ahead. Go first.
What you know the name of it. What's that one?
Oh,
I
yeah.
Say.
Jerry Rafferty.
Yeah.
Right Down the Line.
Yes. Yes.
Why?
That song. Well, so when we first started dating, like very, very early, like the first month maybe, we heard that song in the car and you were driving and I liked it. And I was like, oh, I've never heard this song before. I've heard a lot of songs, you know, from older time periods. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I had never heard it. You had, but you couldn't think of like who it was or whatever. So I like went on the internet. This was in 2008, I guess. Went on some like forum and found out the name of it. I like asked people. I had like the lyrics in my head. Anyway, it's a real dumb story, but it always just reminds me of you. Plus, the lyrics are very like sweet and reminds me of you.
It's a good song. Jerry Rafferty, right down the line. Listen to it with the one you love.
That's right.
Next question.
Have you ever experienced a miracle?
Man. A miracle. I guess by standards, a miracle, like Jesus on toast kind of thing.
I wouldn't necessarily use any religious standards, okay. No.
Okay, I don't know. I would say, see, miracle seems so grand, but I would think that like if I were to bring that grandness down and say just like
personal
things that
happened
in my life that I could have, I guess, never thought or expected. Yeah, I mean, I think us not dying in our fire.
Yeah.
Was a miracle.
That was pretty good.
I think our rise from that experience to eventually moving all the way from Florida to Atlanta was a miracle-y.
Well, I think miracle implies,
not
though.
Not fate. Just like good fortune. I don't know.
Miracle implies like it maybe didn't have very much or anything to do with your efforts, where some of those other things like rebounding from the fire had to do with our effort. It's not. I don't think that's the question.
I see. So there was some kind of divine intervention.
Yeah, or like, you know, like you didn't do it, it just happened.
All right. No, I really don't.
Really? I bet you do.
Do
you? Don't know. I mean, I've had a few instances in my life of like, I don't know, Clay, our friend, calls it the shine. It's like
after The Shining, of course.
You know something before
right.
it happens,
yeah.
Or you just have a feeling about something, or you want something very badly and there's no path to it, and then all of a sudden it does appear. So, yeah, those things have happened.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do the last one here.
Yeah.
If your partner filled in for you at work, what would happen? Interesting. Well.
Yeah, what do you think? So, I guess it's...
Okay.
It's you answering about
okay,
me
so if
filling
you came
in for you?
And filled in for my job, I'm a dailies colorist. I feel like you, I've seen you, especially how intuitive and smart you are. Like, I will say, like, I was a video editor for many, many years, you know, and you had edited as well, but you started to dip your toe more into editing because you started having to edit more and more and more by yourself. And over time, you became a very proficient, good editor.
Over time, you're talking about, like, in a day.
But I feel like you could probably fake it till you make it in my job.
Mm.
And I feel like, you know,
I don't know,
maybe if you could call me sneakily and ask me some questions, I could be like, yeah, just do this.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if I could call you, that's true.
You know, I could be the little whisper in your ear. But yeah, you could. I think you could definitely get through a day of my job.
Hmm.
You could fake it.
Well, some of the jobs I do, you've done before. So I know you'd be able to do those. When I'm producing like the lifestyle travel stuff, I think you'd do fine. I think though, if I'm being completely honest, which I guess is what this game is
about.
Yeah. I think I'd come back and like things would be half done. Like
probably.
You'd have done just like the thing you had to do that day and then left
I would leave you a sticky note that said that you had to finish it.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. I think that's fair. All right, that's fun. That wraps up our table topics for the episode. And while we're at it, we can start to wind down this episode. And again, thank you for listening. I hope everybody that listens to the show is doing well and hanging in there. And again, I mean, I know we talk about kind of the negative shit that is going on in the world. Again, we try to pump you up, get your spirits high, make you feel a little bit better about yourself. I hope you do. And I don't know. You got anything else to add?
I didn't know that what we were doing was quite that honorable, but yeah, I like to look at it that way. That sounds real nice.
It's our little contribution, I don't know, to the listeners, the Ono Radio Show Network. We thank you.
That's cool.
You know, again, we hope you're well. Thanks for listening to this little ditty of a podcast we've been making. We'll, again, keep trying to do this on a weekly basis. Again, as the weeks go on, I can't guarantee we're going to be rays of sunshine, but we're still here to talk to you.
And we keep sliding by a day, too. Like, we're a day later every week. Maybe we'll catch up. Maybe
next week we'll
get back to Tuesday or something.
All right, you depressed cats and kittens. Thanks for listening. We're going to send you out here with another coronavirus jam. This is artist Daddy and his track Corona. So thanks a lot, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Be well.
Stuck inside my house day and night, trying to get you out my fucking mind. Text you when I get no reply. Why'd you have to go and fuck my life up? Corona, 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 Corona. Shout out to a real nigga, Tom Hanks. I just wanna go and ball out with my gang gang. Stacking up this paper,
stack it, stack it.
Toilet paper,
yeah.
Wash your hands, don't get corona on your vibrator. Mask on,
hey.
Fuck it, mask off. Psych, the NBA taught me corona ain't just for the whites.
Racist.
I be feeling super fly but can't get on a flight.
Shh.
Wax on, wax off, I'm a karate fighter.